Welcome back to Simple and Scriptural. I'm here with Pastor Leek of Hope Bible Church, and we're going through our Grounding Your Faith series. This is our second question that we're dealing with today, seven important questions of the Christian faith. And this one, Pastor Leek is asking, why is it important that we believe in the power and authority of the Bible?
The Bible is so attacked, and there's so many people trying to get us not to believe the Bible. This is a crucial question, Laura. You're right. Why do we have to believe in the power and the authority of the Bible? We don't believe in the authority of human beings. We don't believe in the authority of some church or some organization. We believe that we need to listen to God. And where does God talk? He talks to us through the Bible. The Bible is therefore a very, very special book. First of all, the Bible says it is God's word. You have from the very beginning, God speaking, and he's talking through his prophets, and he's giving commandments, and he is giving instructions to different people, and he expects when he speaks to be obeyed. And so that tone of authority is throughout all of the Bible. Whether it's not just with the Ten Commandments or all of the commandments given to the Israelites where God spoke with authority, you can turn anywhere into the Psalms or the Proverbs or to the prophets in Israel, any of the four Gospels or Paul's letters or the general epistles, all the way to Revelation, and you hear this tone of authority. God is talking, God is giving promises, and he's giving warnings, and he's giving commandments, and urging us to turn away from evil, and so it is God's word. The scripture says in John chapter 10 that scripture cannot be broken. It doesn't even have the ability to be defeated. 2 Timothy 3:16 says that all scripture is inspired by God. In other words, it comes out of his mouth, it comes from his very breath, and of course, then it goes on to say how profitable it is as well. Hebrews 4:12 says that the Word of God is living and active. It's not just some dead book that was written a long time ago, but it's living and active, and it has the authority and power of God as it works in our lives. I love Paul's statement in 1 Thessalonians 2:13, where he told that church there, you know, when you heard my preaching, my bringing the gospel to you, you did not receive my words as if they were just words of men, but you received them for what they really were, the words of God. So that's why we know that. If you disobey any part of the Bible, you are disobeying God. That's how we know it's God's word. If you ignore part of the Bible and say, that's just not for me, I don't really like that part, I'm not going to listen to that part, you're ignoring God's talking to you. So you can ignore churches, you can ignore different preachers, but you can't ignore the Bible. And really, it's the job of preachers and those in the church to explain the Bible well to people. So we need to know the voice of God is not some mystical voice out there somewhere blowing in the wind. It's not in some other book. It's not in some guy that says he's a prophet today. If you're going to be grounded in your Christian faith, if you're not going to be fooled and tricked by bad teaching, you need to know you go to Scripture and you believe Scripture, every word of it. It is God's word. It's meant to be listened to. It's meant to be obeyed. It's just, it's a powerful thing in our lives as well.
So this question is crucial because if I come to the Bible and just view it as another book of opinions, it really isn't. It speaks into my life and it's an authority figure that I have to listen to because it's God's word.
Yes, and it will change your life, and its power will be evident personally in your life as it helps you to think differently and to have different responses to life and to learn to love God and love others more. It's a powerful book, backed up by the working of the Holy Spirit, written by the Holy Spirit, the very words of God. What an amazing book. We have the very words of God in our laps with these wonderful translations of the Bible in English, and we should view it that way when we sit down with it each day and we read it and we let God talk to us through the Bible. We turn right around and we talk to God in prayer.
Thank you for listening to Pastor Tom Leek of Hope Bible Church. To hear more from Pastor Tom on this topic, please visit the website at simpleandscriptural.com. There you will find more questions and answers from Pastor Tom in this series, as well as on many other topics. If you have a question that you would like for Pastor Tom to answer, just visit the website of simpleandscriptural.com, and there you can email your question to Pastor Tom. Thanks for listening.